98.7 FM Cool Kids in a Radio Show. Sit back and relax as you jam with the best at RBES.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Cool Kids in the Radio Show. I'm Xavier and we've got another great show waiting for you. This week's show features some amazing people that work here at RBE. Miss Cox, Miss Mathis, and Miss Epps. We'll learn what makes reading fun for Miss Cox, the amazing work that happens in the front office with Miss Mathis, and the incredible work our guidance counselors do on a daily basis when Callis is down with Miss Epps. Kayla closes out the show with an interview highlighting the Clemson football season. She talks with Mr. Lawton Swan, radio personality from Clemson Sports Talk on 1400 AM to gain more insight into the Clemson Tigers' amazing run this year. So sit back and relax as you jam with the best at RBES. So much fun. My favorite book is Dad Would Be Kid. Kyle caught up with Miss Cox to discuss her favorite books and ways kids can get more excited about reading.
Do you have any favorite books you like to read? Sure, I do. One of my favorite books is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days. Today, I'm super lucky because I get to talk to the queen of books here at RBE, Miss Cox. She is our school librarian. She loves to read and share about books she reads. Welcome to the show. Miss Cox, what are some of your favorite types of books?
My favorite types of books, believe it or not, are the picture books. I love to look at the author's illustrations. I love the stories that accompany the illustrations. I also like contemporary novels. That would be novels that are written during current time periods. I'm not real big on fantasy or science fiction. That's why I go with the contemporary.
For students who say they don't like to read, what advice would you give to them to gain a better love of reading?
When students tell me that they don't like to read, basically, I really honestly, and I'm not being ugly, think they don't know what they're talking about. They don't realize that they do like to read, and reading is something that you learn to do, that you learn to love. And the more books you're exposed to, different genres, whether it's science fiction or contemporary fiction or historical fiction, the more that you look at, the more that you are giving yourself a chance to learn to love books.
What is the best way to pick a book?
Well, I can't speak for everybody else, but my way of picking a book is I like to look, believe it or not, at the titles. The titles will attract me. I like to look at the covers, even though they say you can't judge a book by its cover. I'll look at the covers, and I just begin reading the first couple of pages. I always tell students you have to give a book a chance, okay? So if you give up too soon, you probably are missing out on a great book.
Can you tell us about the award-winning books that are featured in the library this year?
Some of the books that are featured in the library this year are the South Carolina Children's Book Award nominees and the Picture Book Award nominees. Every year, books are chosen by librarians, and they read really, really hundreds of books. They pick their favorite 20 out of those books, and they encourage libraries, school libraries all over the state, to read those books and then vote on their favorite ones. Students in K through second grade read the Picture Book Award books. Students in 3 through 5 read the South Carolina Children's Book Award nominees. Also, books that are featured here in the library are Caldecott Award winners. Those are books that have been given to an American illustrator for the best illustrations in a children's books. And there are other various types of awards that are given for particular books.
What inspired you to become a librarian?
Well, to be honest, I initially was going to be a school teacher and then decided that was not what I wanted to do at the time, so I started to work in the library. So it was kind of accidental. I began working in a public library in my hometown and realized that I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed being with people. I enjoyed being able to have access to all those books. Anytime I wanted to read, I could pick from any of the books in the library. I even got to drive the bookmobile when I first started working. So then I became a branch librarian over the years, and it just fit me. And I realized it was the thing I wanted to do, so I went back to school and got my master's degree in library science.
If you could meet any author, living or dead, who would it be and why?
I would love to meet Wendy Mass. She writes chapter books. I would love to meet Kevin Hinkes or Lisa Campbell Ernst or, of course, Mo Willems. All of those last three are picture book writers. I would like to meet Carl Hiaasen. I don't really have any particular reason why I like those the most, but they're just authors who I've read a good bit about and whose writing really intrigues me.
What would you want to know?
I would really like to know how they stay on task, what motivates them to get their writing done. Do they have a particular schedule that they work on? I just want to know how they stay on task and get their writing done and not procrastinate.
Christmas is coming soon. Are there any good books I should pick on my present list?
Well, you said you like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, so there's a new Diary of a Wimpy Kid out, and right now I can't remember the title of it, but there is a new one out. It has a black cover. There are some really good new picture books. One is called The Wish by Kevin Hinkes. As you can tell, I really like that author. I would put any of the Book Award nominee books on the list. And if anybody needs a list of those titles, I can give it to you, or you can go online and look for it.
Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
I just hope that over the Christmas holidays, everybody takes the opportunity, with all the time that you're going to have, to read books every day, to put that technology away, and to just relax in your books over the holidays. Thanks so much.
Wow, reading is so much fun. I'm so excited about the books she shared with us. Makes me want to run out to the store and buy all of them. Read, 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 Roadrunners. Have a happy holidays.
Ring.
What sounds good for lunch?
Beef and cheese.
Yeah, with bacon, portobello mushrooms, all hot and melty. So Wendy's.
Wendy's, definitely. Well, let's go.
What's that behind your back?
Leave ordinary behind with Wendy's portobello melt. Apple with smoked bacon, rich portobellos, and melty cheddar sauce. Unleash the power of the melt. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
You just gotta ignite the light and live. just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Some great tips. And I can't wait to check out some of those award-winning books in the library. Thanks, Ms. Cox, for all you do and for taking time with us. Speaking of people who do some pretty amazing things, Kayla calls her mom Wonder Woman, not just because she's an amazing mom, but because of the incredible things she does to help us in the front office on a daily basis. Let's listen as Kayla sits down with her for an exclusive interview.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and I'm here with my mom, Ms. Mathis. She works in the front office as an academic secretary. Welcome to the show. What are some of your jobs in the front office?
Wow, we've got a lot of jobs in the front office. We do a variety of things, such as assisting our parents, our teachers, and our students. We sign in students, sign out students, make copies. Pretty much whatever somebody needs, we try to help them with it.
Walk us through what it is like on a daily basis in the front office.
It is busy from the time the bell rings at 7 o'clock until about 3 o'clock when the last student leaves.
Wow. How do you synergize with the other people in the front office?
Well, Ms. Quakenbush and I have a great system. We just tag team everything. We tag team helping the parents, the phone calls, staff needs. We just make sure that we both are able to get both of our jobs done. And right now, Ms. Quakenbush is out for a little bit, and Brenda and I are tag teaming.
What are some of your responsibilities in the front office?
Our biggest responsibility is just making sure we keep the children safe.
Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners?
I am just absolutely blessed to work here at Red Bank Elementary School, and I just love this. The students, the staff, and I especially love the one interviewing me.
Thank you for taking time to talk with us today. My mom is like the Wonder Woman in the front office because she answers the phone to watching classrooms for a few minutes. She's the best. Have a great day.
I like making art because it helps me play basketball and lets me do community service.
I like making art because it helps me with my homework and helps me do better in class.
Guess what else I like about Make Your Mark? It provides college scholarships to high school students at Whitehall.
Make Your Mark, developing global citizens through leadership, academics, and athletics. Visit us at www.makeyourmarkfound.org.
So much in the front office. I know every time I walk through that front door, I feel so welcomed by them. Another person at our school that makes us feel welcomed and like we belong is Miss Epps. Kayla took time to talk with her to learn more about what it takes to be a guidance counselor. Over to you, Kayla.
Hi, my name is Kayla, and I'm here with incredible Miss Epps to talk about her amazing job as a school counselor. If you don't already know what that means, then it's when someone doesn't feel good, she will make you feel a whole lot better by talking to you about it. She will even give you an amazing mentor if you need it. Welcome to the show. What do you like most about this job?
My most favorite thing in the whole wide world about this job is boys and girls, just like you, Cal. I enjoy talking to and working with boys and girls. That's what I love about it.
What's your favorite thing to talk about with kids?
I like to talk to kids about themselves. I like for them to tell me things that they are interested in and their feelings about things, if they feel the things that make them feel happy and sad and mad and lonely and worried and scared and excited. I like for them to tell me about their dreams for the future. I especially like for them to figure out what things that are their special talents and skills and gifts so that they know that they have special abilities, special skills and talents and gifts so that they can grow up and they can truly make a difference in the world, because I believe every single boy or girl has something really special about them that can be used to make the world a better place. And that's what I call our personal power. It's not about strength or beauty or money. It's about being able to use your talents and skills, being able to use your personal gifts in this world to make the world a better place.
Have you ever been to a counselor yourself?
Wow, Calla, that's a really important question. I think it's important for every school counselor or every professional counselor to work with a counselor herself or himself before becoming a counselor. I think it's very important to know what your own feelings are, what your own thoughts are, what kind of person you are, what might be your strengths and your weaknesses before you begin counseling other boys and girls or other people. So yes, I have seen a counselor myself. Some counselors that I have seen are some of my favorite, most loved people in the world.
What is one wish you have for all kids?
Probably the biggest wish that I have for all kids is for each boy and girl to know that no matter what kind of life that they are born into, what kind of family that they have, no matter what their situation is in life, that each boy and girl has the power to influence their own lives and to make their lives what they want them to be. And the way they do that is by tuning in to who they are and what their strengths are and what their talents are and what their gifts are. What are they good at? What do they feel so passionate about? What I feel passionate about is helping other people to feel inspired and encouraged and to believe in themselves. So I want every boy and girl to believe in himself or herself and to just keep on that journey of finding out what their strengths are, what their talents are, and then go for their dreams and achieve them.
Roadrunners, now you know how counselors help you feel better. Thanks for being on the show, Miss Epps.
Thank you, Calla.
Come on, little doggy, sit.
Aw.
Sit.
You train your little doggy?
Yeah, shake.
Aw, maybe it's grumpy. You know, maybe it's lunchtime.
Oh, right, it is lunchtime. Chomp. Little doggy.
It's okay. But does it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
A little doggy, a big bite. Little Doggy, starting at $1.29. And don't forget, half-price slushies every day at happy hour. This is how you Sonic.
This is Dabo Sweeney, coach of your Clemson Tigers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, Cool Kids and a Radio Show. Go Tigers!
I love Miss Epps. She is such a kind person. She really goes out of her way to help us all. You know something else I love? I love some of Clemson Tigers football. They have been having a
magical season, and Kayla was able to chat with Mr. Lawrence Wan from Clemson Sports Talk radio channel.
This year was a great year for Clemson. They won the ACC championship in the Atlantic Division. They also have a Heisman Trophy finalist trophy and Deshaun Watson. On New Year's Eve, they play Oklahoma in the first round of the college football playoff. Hi, I'm Kayla. We have with us today Lawton Swan, radio personality from Clemson Sports Talk on Fox Sports Radio 1400 AM and on the iHeartRadio app. We are here to talk about this magical season at Clemson. Welcome to the show. Did you expect the success from Clemson and why?
You know, I felt like if Clemson played their best football with Deshaun Watson at quarterback, they'd have a chance to win every game they were in. And obviously, as it played out, they did pull that off. But they had some tough victories. I mean, you look at Notre Dame just barely getting by the Fighting Irish. And then, obviously, the in-state rivals, the Gamecocks, giving Clemson just about everything they wanted. But I really thought they had the talent coming back this year to pull that off.
What has surprised you the most about this season?
Probably the defense. I mean, last year you lost a lot of guys to the NFL, and everybody nationally sort of looked at Clemson and thought, hey, you know what? This team lost too much to be able to bounce back. But Brent Venables, who was a hire that Dabo Swinney made a couple of years ago, came in, really transformed that defense and the mindset of that defense. And quite frankly, they've been able to go out and recruit, bring in guys. Christian Wilkins, a true freshman on the interior defensive line, has been a real big pickup for them. And because of that, they've been successful.
Last year, Clemson destroyed Oklahoma in the Russell Athletic Bowl. How do you think this year's game in the Orange Bowl will turn out?
I'd like to think Clemson wins. Obviously, you'd like to see them get a chance to play for the national title, but this isn't the same Oklahoma team that the Tigers faced last year. And this Clemson team, I think, is a lot better now with Deshaun Watson, the quarterback. You know, last year, Deshaun Watson got hurt. He played the South Carolina game hurt with a knee injury, and then ultimately Cole Stout was the quarterback in that bowl game where Clemson won 40-6, as you mentioned. But I think they've got a really good shot against this Oklahoma team. Clemson's defense, I think, has sort of taken a breath. They've been a little bit worn down. This break, though, between now and December the 31st, when they play this Orange Bowl matchup, I think that'll give them time to heal up. I think the Tigers will win this game.
What do you think it will take for Clemson to bring home the trophy this year?
Wow, the national title. I guess one will be the matchup, obviously. I think if you ask me at the beginning of the season who's the team I wouldn't want to face, it would be Alabama. And Alabama's sitting out there. If somehow Michigan State pulls that upset, I think that helps Clemson's chances. But I really mean this. If you have Deshaun Watson on your team, if you have number four in a game, you know, football is now so quarterback driven, and he's such a good player. I like the Tigers' chances as long as Deshaun Watson stays healthy these next two ball games.
What players do you think are going to need to make the biggest impact?
Wayne Gallman. Wayne Gallman's the running back for Clemson. He's a guy who's a little bit undervalued, I think, nationally, but he's a young man who's set a Clemson or tied a Clemson record for most 100-yard games. And if he can go for 100 yards in this matchup against Oklahoma, he'll break that record for 100-yard games in the season with 8. So I think Gallman also has to be a big part of this offense for Clemson to be successful.
Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners?
Sure, tune into my sports talk program from 6 to 8 at night on Fox Sports Radio 1400, but most importantly, you said it already, the iHeartRadio app. It's a great way to be a part of the program, and we have a free application for iPhone and Android devices called the Clemson Sports Talk app. Plus, how about this? We podcast every show. I know you guys know all about podcasting.
We do. Thank you for taking time to talk with us today. Roadrunners, it sounds like the Tigers are on the road to closing out an amazing season. Even if Clemson doesn't win, they've had a great season. Have a great day.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
House, who are proud supporters of RBE. Waffle House is yum, yum, good.
Those Tigers are really on a roll. We wish them the best as they represent the state of South Carolina in the college football playoffs. Well, that's the end of our show. We'll be back in the next year. We wish you all a happy and safe holidays. So come back next time as you jam with the best at RBES.